Chapter 29, Something is Not Right. Uncle Louis kept the troublemakers busy for the next hour until the sun went down. He had not been planning to put a rock patio around his house, but it seemed the perfect make-work project for two foolish young men, even if it was raining hard. Never allowing Odin or Ponzi out of his sight, Uncle Louis followed them as they dug for rocks in the hill and marched behind them as they wheeled the cart back to his house by the store. He talked to them about responsibility, thinking of others, and that the greatest joy in life is found in serving others, not in being served. While he was working with the wayward experimenters, the other Tinies enjoyed the steady rain. Daytime rain was a welcome novelty. Cascading Mountain was sending down a fabulous waterfall, and many had discovered that if they put their boats in the river, right near the falls, they could get a fast ride to the lake. It was a little bit dangerous as they had to duck down to get under the bridge, but it was fun. Water was beginning to pool in the low-lying areas, and Zaheer, Kenzie, and Vahid were racing their go-karts down Rose's Hill. Large puddles sprayed in all directions when they zipped through to the tracks. Uncle Louis was pleased to see the other Tinies were enjoying themselves.
"No fair," Odin complained. "They get to have fun in this rain, and we have to work in it."
"There are consequences to acting irresponsibly," Uncle Louis stated firmly. "This is what it's like to lose the freedom to do as you please." Dinner time came and went, and the rain continued, and the muffled noise was a steady annoyance. Now that it was dark, an odd red glow blinked on and off in the hazy glazed horizons of paradise.
"I really must ask the professor about that noise," Louis said to himself. "It seems rather strange. Maybe the professor is doing something unusual on his side."
Once it was dark and the go-karting was over, Uncle Louis allowed Odin and Ponzi to have dinner. Nancy and Milan were busy cleaning up the kitchen. He asked Zaheer, Kenzie, and Vahid to supervise the reckless teenagers while they ate, and then Uncle Louis excused himself. "I must talk to the professor about that noise," he said. "I will be right back." The river was too swollen to cross, so Uncle Louis ran around the mountain. Behind the mountain, he saw something he'd never seen before. Attached to the perimeter of the dome, little fountains of water were spraying out in every direction. It was a forceful spray that hurt when it hit him.
"Does this happen every time it rains?" he wondered. He had never walked in behind the hills when it rained at night, as generally he was sound asleep in bed.
Ducking under the fountains and sloshing through the water, Uncle Louis's concern grew exponentially. When he got to the cave, he had to cross a stream to reach the door.
"If this rain doesn't stop soon," he thought, "the cave will be flooded."
Knowing a little bit about electricity, Uncle Louis was certain that would be a big problem. Quickly, he ducked inside and closed the door. He tried to video call the professor, but with no success. Tried 3 times in a row, but there was no answer.
"He must be busy," he thought.
"After all, it is dinner time." Deciding to text his message, he typed in, "Ponzi and Odin were experimenting with baking soda and vinegar again, only they've now discovered they can restrict the reaction and project pebbles into the air. We all heard numerous pings. Apparently, they were hoping to cause damage to see if you would appear to fix the problem. Since then, we've been getting heavy rain, and I just noticed that fountains of water are spraying all around the perimeter. Is that normal? There is also a distant beeping noise that I've never heard before and a flashing red glow. The water is getting quite deep, and I'm worried the cave may soon be flooded. I would highly recommend turning off the rain. I hope you get this message soon. I am trying to keep a close eye on Odin and Ponzi, so I may not have another chance to get back to the cave." Trying one more video call, Louis was disappointed that there was still no answer.
Could be teaching, or at a conference, or maybe just talking to someone else, he speculated.
Patiently, he waited a few more minutes to see if there would be a text or reply. There was nothing. "Oh well," he thought, "I've got to get back and keep everyone safe. I'm sure the professor will look at his phone soon enough." When he opened the cave door, he stepped back quickly in alarm as a stream of water poured into his office. "This is not good," he thought, quickly exiting and slamming the door behind him. "We need this rain to stop." Then it occurred to him that he could message Evan. Glancing down at the water, which was now past his ankles, he decided not to risk opening the door again. "The professor will get my message," he assured himself. "Surely he won't be distracted for much longer." Ducking under the fountain sprayers and sloshing through waist-deep puddles in the low-lying areas, Uncle Louis was well-drenched when he returned to the store. In the dark, he could faintly make out 7 black figures sitting on the deck under the veranda. In the dim moonlight, Zaheer and Kenzie could tell that Uncle Louis was still worried. "What's wrong?" they asked.
"There's been far too much rain," Uncle Louis replied. "It needs to end soon." Did you talk to the professor? Odin taunted. Was he there, looking in the window?
Did he hear the pings? Ponzi giggled.
Not wanting to cause any concern about the professor's absence, Uncle Louis didn't reply. He turned to Zaheer, Kenzie, and Vahid.
Guys, he said calmly, I think it would be a good idea to get the boats and bring them over to the farmland.
There was silence. In the dim lighting, Uncle Louis could faintly see their look of surprise.
Won't the rain stop soon? Nancy asked timidly.
I hope so, Uncle Louis told her flatly. The farmland is the lowest lying area, he explained. I'm concerned that if this rain continues, we may need to get everyone to higher ground.
Kenzie asked, Why won't the professor stop this rain when we've had enough?
Odin chuckled. Didn't you tell him that we have lakes and rivers everywhere? In anger, Uncle Louis said, I'm not exactly sure what is going on, but for some reason, the water levels are rising dangerously and it's continuing to rain.
Could those pebbles have hit something important? Zaheer queried.
Uncle Louis frowned. He considered Zaheer's suggestion.
This rain began after the last round of pebbles, didn't it?
Odin chuckled. Ponzi looked surprised. Kenzie and Vahid shared an anxious glance.
Round of pebbles? Nancy echoed. Did you cause this, Odin?
Certainly didn't mean to, Odin waffled. I don't know how to make it rain.
Standing on the deck, Uncle Louis turned and looked towards the swollen, raging river that was overflowing the gardens and running to the lake. The water was creeping up the small hill on which the store stood and had surrounded his cabin completely. He could still faintly hear the steady, annoying beeping sound. He wondered how many tinies were already asleep in bed.
I think we may have an emergency, he announced fearfully. I'm going to need all your help to keep everyone safe.
Zaheer and Kenzie jumped to their feet.
What can we do? They asked.
Taking charge, Uncle Louis planned their strategy. You both run in behind Cascading Mountain and find your way to Rainbow Hill, he told them. Turn on the twinkle lights. Being able to see will be of great assistance to everyone. Then make sure everyone is awake on the hill. Tell the girls to stay safe where they are. Run down to the lake and make sure all the beach boys are accounted for. Grab all the boats. We need at least 3 or 4 of you to bring the boats over to the farmland. We've got to get the animals and everyone in the low areas up on top of Mining Hill. Dashing off, Kenzie and Zaheer plowed through the water that was creeping up the small hill. They headed toward the backside of Cascading Mountain.
Should I go as well? Vahid offered.
You come with me, Uncle Louis told him. The rest of us will get over to the farmlands and begin the evacuation.
But I'm so tired, Odin complained, stretching on the deck. This is bedtime.
You wanted to cause damage, Uncle Louis reminded him angrily, and you were hoping someone else would fix things up. Well, Odin, tonight you will be helping minimize the damage. You are coming with me.
I'll find Ripple, Nancy cried out, jumping to her feet.
Milan leapt to his as well. Get the cat, Uncle Louis nodded, and meet us on Mining Hill.
Ponzi stood up. How will we get over there? He asked anxiously. I can't swim.
Odin was still lying on the deck.
Odin, get up now, Uncle Louis yelled loudly, or you won't eat all day or the next.
Odin slowly sat up and looked around. With mounting fear, he moaned,
We could all drown. I don't know how to swim either.
Shaking his head, Uncle Louis realized that he should have insisted that all the tinies learn to swim, regardless of whether or not they enjoyed the lake. Watching the water rise and the river rage, he wished he had made the effort to become a confident swimmer himself.
We won't be crossing the river, he assured Odin and Ponzi. We can make it to the farmland, he encouraged. It's not that far away.
There was no time for hesitancy, and Vahid was already plunging in. Stepping into the standing water, Uncle Louis was relieved to find it was only up to his chest.
Come on, you can walk across, he begged. We have to do this quickly.
Taking hold of the reluctant teen's hands, Uncle Louis dragged them across to the other side.
Oh, wake up the guys, Vahid called back as he headed to the farmhouse. Thanks, Uncle Louis yelled back. We'll get the girls.
Once they had crossed the deep troughs of water, they ran up the gentle slope to the girls' home. In the distance, Uncle Louis could hear Vahid calling out to all the farmers. Brownie the cow was mooing. The sheep were bleating pitifully, and even the hens were cackling in distress. Uncle Louis led Odin and Ponzi to the door of the orchard girls' home. They knocked loudly and yelled out their names. Vanitha came to the window.
What's the matter? She asked sleepily.
We're being flooded, Uncle Louis called out. Everyone needs to get up on top of Mining Hill, and we need to fetch the animals.
Vanitha ran around waking up her friends. In a few moments, the girls came running out, dressed and yawning.
"Why isn't the professor turning off the rain?" Tina inquired.
"Something has gone wrong," Uncle Louis informed her. "For now, we just need to get everyone to safety. Hopefully the rain will stop soon."
"Sometimes the professor really doesn't know what's going on, does he?" Odin smirked. "Remember when we all had to sit in the lake because it got too hot?"
"Yeah," Ponzi agreed. "That took forever to fix." The girls looked over in distress. They remembered the hot day.
"What if he doesn't notice till the morning?" Yu Yan called out.
Vanitha's large eyes opened wider.
"We could all drown," she cried out in dismay.
Yu Yan burst into tears. "We have high hills," Uncle Louis assured the girls, reaching out to give them hugs. "It would take days of rain before the hills would be covered." Yet he wasn't entirely sure how long it would take. The water was rising fast. Turning to the boys, he spoke sharply. "Odin and Ponzi, go and find Brownie the cow. It's your job to get her up the hill. It might be helpful to put a rope around her neck, but you'll have to find one. When you get her up the hill, you can wait for the rest of us. Don't stop till your job is done." Grumbling and complaining, they wandered off to find the cow. Suddenly, the twinkle lights on Rainbow Hill lit up. Still holding the fearful girls close, Uncle Louis was thankful that someone had turned on the switch and that they could all see so much better. However, his relief was short-lived. He could now see the enormity of the situation. The amount of water rushing through the meadow to the lake was alarming. As he was glancing back toward the store, he saw his house lurch forward and quickly sail off to the river.
"This is very, very serious," he thought to himself. With all the challenges they had been through in the first 4 months, he had never felt more abandoned and alone. Never had he seen destruction on this level. All their lives were in danger. In his mind, he pleaded silently, "Please, Professor, look at your phone."
"What should we do?" Tina asked. Turning to the girls in a state of shock, Uncle Louis encouraged them to get the sheep and herd them up Mining Hill. "There are enough farmers to handle the rest of the animals," he told them. "I want you all to be safe. Just worry about the sheep." Wanting to do their part, the girls ran to get the bleeding sheep out of their fenced enclosure. Uncle Louis ran down towards the farmhouse. Water was pouring into the windows. It was past his waist. Charlie and the farm boys were already outside, struggling to open the hen house as the water was halfway up the door. "Let's rip off the roof," Uncle Louis said, reaching up, hoping to pull himself on top. Vahid pulled himself up easily. Then he extended his hand to help Uncle Louis. Charlie was holding onto the door handle, trying not to float away. Being shorter, the water came to his armpits. Vahid pulled Charlie up. Once they were all on top, the three of them worked together trying to pull off a chunk of the roof, but it was quite secure. Brownie the cow was huddled behind the henhouse, surrounded by water and mooing over and over. Odin and Ponzi were not having any success in coaxing her to move.
"How can we find a rope?" Odin yelled. "There's one in the henhouse," Charlie called out. "Help us get this roof off."
With Odin's help, a corner of the roof broke off. The others lowered Charlie down into the gaping hole.
"Everyone is floating in here," he called out. "Poor little chickens."
Charlie handed up the rope, which was passed to Odin, and then they began hauling the chickens out of the house. Ponzi and Odin strained heavily to move Brownie.
"Come on," Odin roared. "We're trying to help you, you stubborn, foolish animal." "Talk nicely to Brownie," Vahid called out. "She's scared."
Charlie's dog swam through the water and nipped at Brownie's hindquarters, coaxing her to move. It was then that Uncle Louis saw four young men coming across the water toward them. Damien was leading the way on his surfboard. Zaheer and Kenzie were in the Red Bird, and Lima was paddling the Beach Boys' boat.
"Just in time," Uncle Louis said with relief. "We're going to need those boats."
Odin and Ponzi heaved and managed to pull Brownie away from the henhouse as Maxie continued to nip at her rear end. No sooner had she moved away when Uncle Louis felt the henhouse lurch forward.
"Oh no," he shouted as he felt the house began to move toward the river.
Vahid looked at him anxiously. The chickens began to squawk and flap about. Fearfully, Charlie reached up and the others pulled him onto the roof.
"Hang on," Damien encouraged as the henhouse drifted toward the raging river. "Let's stop them, guys."
Damien and the others in the boats paddled as hard as they could, attempting to steer their vehicles toward the floating house. "Get ready for a collision," Uncle Louis warned as he held firmly to the hole in the roof. The others did the same. When the house struck the boats, the chickens flew up into the air, but the young man held firm.
Be quick, Uncle Louie yelled. Charlie first. Charlie grabbed a chicken and Vahid lowered him into Zahir's boat. Then they tried to grab more chickens while the house lurched back and forth and they were all in great danger of falling off. Maxie had come back for her master and was swimming near Zahir's boat. Damien grabbed her while the others grabbed the chickens. Then the house lurched forward again and Vahid was tossed into the water. Seeing that the house was heading for the river, Uncle Louie jumped in after him. Vahid wasn't a confident swimmer and began to panic. Uncle Louie could only do a basic dog paddle, but he managed to grab the back of Vahid's shirt and pull him toward Lima. The henhouse slammed into the stone bridge and was dashed to pieces. Rowing hard against the currents with both arms, Lima wasn't able to extend a hand to help anyone get on board. There was a desperate look on his face as he tried to keep his boat near the swimmers. Zahir and Kenzie were rowing hard to get their passengers to the hill. Damien was struggling to hold onto Maxie and move his surfboard forward. Maxie wanted to be with her master. With all his might, Uncle Louie dragged Vahid toward the boat. He was fearful that Lima would give up rowing and be swept to the lake. The bridge was now a dangerous obstacle that no one wanted to hit. Desperate to get out of the water, Vahid reached out for the boat. He caught the edge and pulled hard. Uncle Louie grabbed the boat as well. Both of them dragged themselves on board. There was no time to catch their breath. Lima needed help. Vahid grabbed the spare building board and began to paddle. Slowly, ever so slowly, they moved forward. Suddenly, Maxie plunged into the water to swim to Charlie. However, the current had become too strong and the little dog was immediately pulled in the opposite direction. "Come back, Maxie!" Damien yelled, paddling wildly with his arms to fight the raging water and race after the dog. The others watched in horror as the current overpowered Damien. Losing the fight, he and Maxie were quickly drawn toward the river and the dangerous bridge.